Merci, monsieur.
Thank you very much, Co-Chair. I have some information under that agenda item or the previous agenda item, or indeed both. There's an issue which was mentioned a few times yesterday, which was to not to think in terms of silos, but like water, to think in a cross-cutting way. Everything's interconnected, and water is the heart of many different crises and issues. Our crises know no borders, water knows no borders, and funding should know no borders. And notably, under the climate crisis and under Agenda Item 9, we need to mobilize more resources to support the implementation of programs under the convention. I'd note the example of a 2024 to 2027 project under implemented by the Secretariat and the Water and Health Secretariat also on sanitation in transboundary areas. This is a project which was mentioned under Agenda Item 9, future projects. This is a project to be funded by Luxembourg, but not through a so-called classic funding mechanism, but through voluntary annual contributions under the convention through our water budget. But as that is not an elastic budget, it's very difficult to increase. We want to see whether there are alternative sources of funding. We see a very clear link between water and the climate, and that is how we've managed to mobilize international climate funds in connection with our work under the program of work. We know that funding is a major issue for all countries, so it's important to find synergies with other areas. We all know that water should be considered in a holistic, integrated manner, and we're very happy to see that this project should see the light, and I hope that it will inspire many others similar projects and will find new ways of finding alternative funds. And as we move forward, we'll manage to develop it further and inspire other countries to look at